I'm delighted to share that you will not have any lapse in your Daily Lex next week, thanks to a commitment from five people to have five different episodes of the show, five different guest-hosted episodes of the show next week. So stay tuned for that.
Your Daily Lex.
But not stay tuned for that right now. Right now, it's just me. This is going to be a short episode because I got plenty to do. But I was at the beach today, and I, at one point, you know, so we're pretty prepared when we go to the beach. We've got the chairs that you kind of wear on your back. The chairs have kind of built-in coolers, so stuff goes in there. You put the chair on your back. You walk to your setup. We've got the umbrellas that we're carrying. The umbrellas are strong. Set those up. We know what we're doing. And we've got rules, right? Like if we set up in the front, you know, acknowledging that there's going to be room for the tide to come in and out, don't set up in front of us. That's just rude. It still happens sometimes, but I hate it when it happens. But at any rate, we set up. We've got our sandwiches that we had packed for the day. We've got our beverages. I have a nice coffee. I've got my water. We're enjoying the sun. I'm reading a book. And this was a book as opposed to a Kindle book, which is very rare for me. And I really enjoyed the book. I haven't finished it yet, but it's called Shit Actually, referencing the movie Love Actually. It's a review of various movies, and they're very hilariously written. This woman hates most movies, except for The Fugitive. Very funny. And I saw I had one call on my calendar for while I was at the beach. I didn't want to have that happen, but that's how the schedule worked out. And I decided as it was getting closer to the time and a kid was screaming nearby. And I totally didn't notice the screaming while I was reading, but I noticed it when I shifted gears to I'm having a call in 20 minutes mode. And I decided I was going to go back to my car, which I did. And on my way there, because I can, I told the car's air conditioning to turn on. And the car's like, well, it's 117 degrees in the car right now. Do you want us to change that? And I was like, yeah, I do. And then I did the call in the car and it went well. And I thought it was going to take a half an hour, and it took about 50 minutes. And at one point, my wife and kid texted me like, hey, this is a long call. And I'm like, yes, but I'm paid by the minute for this call, which is true. So it all worked out. It was fine. It was worth it. And I still got to spend plenty of time on the beach. I really, though, love when you come home and you get to do that post-beach shower. Big fan. Big fan. And I've now taken that shower. And you should know, I'm both clean and shiny. Because, you know, there's all the sunblock, but it's also like, you're getting hot as well. It's the sunblock that I think makes you feel even grosser than the heat. It could be a tie. It could be a two-way tie for what makes you feel grossest, the heat and sweat or the sunblock. But they're both very important in the grossness feeling space. But yeah, it was good to get some time at the beach since I'm going on vacation on Sunday. So I had to make sure I got some beach time in before I go on vacation. You understand. Anyway, I look forward to you enjoying all the episodes of next week. I won't spoil who any of the guest hosts are, but a truly fascinating collection of white dudes. So get ready for that. And they were the ones who volunteered, by the way. So thank you to them. And some really great episodes. I've heard 3/5 so far and more to come, obviously. Hopefully before I go, because it'll be much easier to post them if I get them before I leave. Hint, hint. I'm not naming names, but they know who they are. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week ahead, joined by several guests. And just know that I miss you and I love you. And that's it. That's all I got. Goodbye.
Lex.